We caught him cold, Donald Trump reacts to major Steele dossier development. By Charlie Spiring on September 25, 2020. President Donald Trump on Friday celebrated new revelations in the development of the notorious Steele dossier used by the FBI to spy on his 2016 campaign. We caught him cold, Trump said triumphantly at a Latinos for Trump event in Florida. It was a whole conspiracy and it was the worst thing anyone's ever seen and it was a takedown and we caught him cold. The president cited reporting from CBS reporter Catherine Herridge, showing the primary subsource of the dossier developed by Christopher Steele was the subject of an FBI 2009 counterintelligence probe because of his ties to Russia. The salacious uncorroborated dossier claimed that Trump was compromised by the Russians and was widely shared between Washington political and media elites during the 2016 election. It was all the opposite. They were the ones conspired and they got caught, Trump said, referring to the dossier. The source for the dossier was deemed a national security threat by the FBI. But that did not stop the FBI Crossfire Hurricane team from using the information in the dossier to get visa approvals to spy Trump's 2016 campaign. I want to commend Catherine Herridge of CBS. She did an incredible piece on this, Trump said. The report notes that the FBI team knew about the questionable sources of the dossier but still used it as evidence in the investigation. Let's see what happens, we went through 3 years of crap, Trump said. Let's see what happens now that they got caught. He described the FBI and the Democrat effort to take down his presidency as a coup that reminded him of some Latin American countries. It's not even believable and there's more coming out, Trump said. It's getting deeper and deeper and worse. And it was spying on the campaign, but that was the beginning, then it was a coup. The president also referred to newly uncovered texts from FBI agents discussing the purchase of liability insurance policies as the investigation began to unravel. If the fake news would actually report it properly, it would be incredible, Trump said. He prodded the corporate media, urging them to prioritize the story. It's a big story. It's a tremendous story, and on the internet, it's the biggest thing. It's taken over the internet, he said. It would be great if the lamestream media would do something about it. But they tend not to.